with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Today marks 50 years of Earth Day. The annual event is meant to invigorate the environmental movement. Things are a little different this year. There are no rallies because of the pandemic. That's forced California's youth climate activists to get creative. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
19-year-old Zuzu Schmidtke and her friends are drawing a globe using handmade pastel-colored chalk in front of the west steps of the Capitol in Sacramento.
It's a really scary time right now, and I think the world needs a little bit of hope and a little bit of art.
Schmidtke's with the youth climate activist group Sunrise Movement Sacramento. They're holding a climate chalkout challenge. The idea came from the group March for Science Sacramento after a big Earth Day event was canceled because of the pandemic. Wes Sams is their lead organizer.
If they can do the same thing on their own sidewalks outside their houses or in their local parks while being safe, following social distancing guidelines, then maybe we can still accomplish this.
The chalkout is part of 3 days of climate activism in Sacramento.
Orange would stand out really nicely,
I think
too.
Orange, yeah. Orange should be fine.
COVID-19 has forced activists across California to organize online and to use technology like video conferencing.
The youngest on the calls would be like from 11 years old. Me and another organizer, Ben, were the oldest on the call.
Cesar Aguirre is 25 and is with the Central California Environmental Justice Network. The Kern County group had plans to go on a statewide tour to protest oil and gas extraction.
And then the coronavirus public health scare hit. So we're like, oh my God, what are we going to do now? We still have all of these youth super interested. We still have all of this energy.
Now they're part of a statewide effort called California Youth versus Big Oil. They want buffer zones between communities and oil wells and an eventual end to oil and gas extraction in California.
Our communities are getting left behind and we're the ones being hit the hardest. You know, it's time to respect these youth voices.
Groups in Southern California are also protesting online. 19-year-old Kevin Patel is an activist with Youth Climate Strike Los Angeles.
I was affected by air pollution and I have respiratory issues. I'm not an activist because I chose to be one. I have to be one for my community.
His group is part of a week of online activism called Movement LA. They're encouraging Californians to call Governor Gavin Newsom and their mayors with a new demand daily. They're also encouraging young people to post their messages online.
My name is Corey and I strike because we are in a climate and ecological emergency.
These are some of the voices from their social media campaign.
I strike because our government leaders have failed us.
I'm striking for climate justice because environmental racism is real, and it's time that our government stops taking the sides of corporations over people.
Climate activists are hoping to rally in person again in the future, but they've been surprised by how many new people are getting involved. They suspect quarantine life has given young people more time to focus on things that really matter to them. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California, Nevada, and other states are reporting fewer calls to child abuse hotlines since stay-at-home orders were enacted. California saw an 18% drop last month compared to March of 2019. In Nevada, it was a 14% decline. Sheila Boxley heads the Child Abuse Prevention Center in Sacramento.
The people who are typically those who would report child abuse cases are not in contact with children and families right now. And that includes teachers, medical providers, child care providers, home visitors. And so it's not terribly surprising, but it is very worrying.
Boxley and other advocates are asking neighbors, relatives, and others to fill the reporting gaps that have emerged with school closures. Officials say child abuse and neglect are likely to increase with families facing job losses and being locked down together at home during the outbreak. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.